AO4HKX, mobile. My son up again. His car's supposed to be ready this afternoon, so hopefully it is.
Well, somebody else having to either depend on them or whatnot to come get you, that's always a pain.
It is what it is. It's just 2 days, so hopefully it won't be any more than that. Go back to the salt mine this morning.
If I could stay home for another couple weeks or whatnot, I would. I just felt like it went by slow. It didn't rush by, so I'm definitely not complaining. I needed the time off, and I always just hate leaving the family and going back to work.
What do you mean? Been there, done that, and I'm ready for some time off myself.
Time off?
But not near what I should. When I'm not working, I'm not making any money, so, I mean, it's kind of hard to just drop everything.
One downside to owning your own business is, you know, when you're not working, you're not making nothing unless you just got people working up under you.
Got a whole new set of headaches.
I see what kind of headaches I'm going into today.
Quite a few after being off for a week.
I'm sure there'll be some whining or something I missed out on that I'll have to find out about this morning.
Walking into all kinds of fun, love, and joy.
I hope it ain't too bad. I did check my email yesterday morning and there was nothing crazy, earth-shattering yet. So as long as there wasn't anything that I just haven't been emailed about, shouldn't be too bad of a day. But, you know, that can always change.
Walk through the door. And just so you know, Ken may not be here the rest of the week. Never mind, there he is.
I'm gonna ask where you're gonna be slacking off to.
You gotta have my top teeth pulled and we get a plate put in. You wanna fill in for me?
Got it, but I'm really leaning towards no, but I'll give it some thought.
It's T, and I'll see if I can reach you guys from the back porch. For some reason, I'm not receiving too well this morning.
Close to the porch, or garage again, KO4HKX.
Now the end of the driveway. Usually I'm pretty good by now, but man, I'm only, you guys are barely moving the meter.
You're coming in clear on the repeater.
4TFW.
North yesterday, maybe a little north, northeast. I never got picked up anymore, so besides that one station out in Alabama, that was it.
Try Thursday night when they have the net and see if you can get a hold of anybody.
Remember it. So I joined two Facebook groups. One was the one you recommended, and then there's another small one that used to be East Coast or East something 2 meter single sideband, and now it's North America 2 meter single sideband. And I mean, but it's only got 100 plus members in it, so you know, we'll see.
You might find out some useful information in those and make some good contacts.
Try
get into over your vacation.
It was a fun field vacation. So when I got home Wednesday, my son had, they were out back playing with their throwing stars that they picked up while they were in Georgia or Florida. Yeah, when they were in Florida. So apparently my son was out throwing it towards the house. And when he did that, the wind apparently caught this metal throwing star and looped it way over and it hit the screen on my back porch. It put about a 3-inch gash in the screen. So that was a fun time. So we finally got everything in and replaced it yesterday, and I really enjoyed that experience.
You did too.
wore him and his brother out because, I mean, they know better than to shoot or throw stuff towards the house like that. My KM4 ACK antenna yesterday, had to redo the wire and tune it, trim it. Finally got it right, so at least I got my infed halfway back up running. That holds up a little bit better. At least there's no parts on it that I've soldered except for the end connector.
KFW. Everyone.
On this morning then.
Good.
Listening to mine yesterday, my TYT, and for some reason, when a certain person would get on, I don't know what it was, it would actually reboot my radio. It did it two or three times before it finally quit happening, and I don't know what was going on with the radio.
Rebooting your radio?
It's almost like it had a tone hooked to it.
Nor seen it happen because, you know, it, the radio tones whenever it comes back on, and I heard it the first time and I wasn't sure what happened, and then I was sitting there probably maybe 30 minutes later and somebody's talking, and then all of a sudden the radio just shuts itself down and restarts over. But then when I put it on scan yesterday, it didn't do it anymore, so I don't know what the deal with that was.
And I gotta fill out some paperwork and that and get ready to head up to Spartanburg.
If everything goes smooth today for you, and I hope nothing goes wrong. You have a good day, and I'll talk to you again, KO4 HKX.
I definitely hope everything goes good and bounce back on the radio quickly. KO4 CEM.
Guys, KN4 TFW, I'll be clear.
I made it King Mountain, didn't I?
You sent out a text that you had done that.
Fun. I really enjoyed that. I screwed up calling CQ a couple times, but, I mean, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. But I did. I had one person, man, they were in the noise. God, I couldn't pull them out for nothing. And they just kept trying. I was finally like, I'm sorry, I cannot hear you. You're in there, but I could not pull them out of the noise.
The
6100, so I was only doing 10 watts, and I was on the super antenna.
The super antenna, how did it work out?
Pretty good. I mean, I laid down my normal radials, and, you know, I've got two sets of radials I made just for 80 meters, which just puts more copper down, and so I deployed that as well. So I think it did pretty good. I was quite pleased with it. I mean, most of my signal reports were around, you know, a 5.5. I think I got 1.4 something the whole time. Then I made up a couple part-to-part contacts. So I think it worked out pretty good.
And you were doing yours off the ground spike, right?
I'm about to use the... I've got a little small... tripod. I don't know if yours comes with that standard tripod, but it looks like a little flying saucer, and then you put the feet on it. Mine comes with that one, so it's a real small little tripod. It puts it a couple inches off the ground. So that's what I used then. But now I got my infed halfway rebuilt, so it should get a little bit better. Hopefully be able to get a little higher up.
No, mine doesn't come with that little tripod. Mine comes with the spike and the big tripod.
I really thought that kit came with everything and the other tripod. But I guess you really don't need it, though. It'd just be a wasted part to go in the box or the bag that it came with. KO4 CEM.
Remember seeing that little aluminum saucer in there to add the legs to.
That more than I do the ground spike, and you know, I've got the little, you can clamp it to a table or something, it come a little C-clamp. I think I've only used that one time the whole time I've had it.
The cable you using to activate the parts when you're out like that mobile?
The coax? fairly short runs, probably 20, 25 foot of RJ8 or something like that. It's nothing, it's just something small and flexible. Because, I mean, on HF, you're not losing a lot of dB from the coax side of it like you do on VHF or UHF.
Hey, I'm picking on my son, trying to get him to talk on the radio.
That's that. Neither one of mine will do it. My youngest will do it every once in a while, but my oldest is not brave enough to do it at all.
What's wrong with mine? He's chicken.
Something about talking on the radio, which I get mic fright myself, so I don't. That's why I don't call CQ that often. But that's where the that's why I did kind of challenge me to do that.
To overcome that fear is to run and grab it head on and go with it.
Absolutely.
Public speaking, most people can't do it either.
You're right about that. It takes time to really develop that ability to get used to just talking in front of people. And that was something I used to not like to do, which I still don't like to do if I got to BS my way through something, because I'll end up tripping myself up. But if I know what I'm talking about, I usually don't mind it.
I like to be prepared for whatever I'm doing.
Occasional ones are like, hey, so-and-so's coming, why don't you talk about this? I'm like, but I don't know what you're talking about. Hey, you got a couple days or whatever? I'm like, that ain't worth a crap.
Talk about it since they know so much.
They like to try to do the little presentations and stuff for the big wigs, and we'll get the board members in there, and they want you to present on something that's not really a topic that you would normally cover.
The bright side, at least you only have to attend one morning meeting this week.
This morning when I got up, I'm like, well, I've only got the 6:15 meeting this morning. Tomorrow I do the 6, so I don't have to be here quite as early. You know, I can sit in my truck for a few minutes this morning, which is nice. Always a joy. Just getting ready and get myself mentally prepared to go in the plant. But I only have 3 days this week, so I really can't complain.
Find the bright side in it. Down there in your parking spot?
Yeah, pulling in the parking lot now. Just got to find my spot.
You get off at 5:30 today?
It depends on who's here and whatnot, but yeah, today may be a late day. There's a good chance on that since it's my first day back. So, but we've been getting a little better. I'm slowly getting my counterparts onto not trying to work late every single day. So hopefully, if they're working late, and I'm gonna try to head out about 4:30, but otherwise it may be pushing 5:30 today.
Well, I'll try to keep an ear out for you.
I'll be on. Although if you're in the black hole, you won't be able to talk with you.
Be over on the other repeater.
I have access to that one.
Access to that one or the thermal belt? Either one.
But can't hit from your house, hardly can.
I can make it in to the repeater, and I can talk to you. But the net controller can't seem to hear me when I call.
We did the net, the 2-meter simplex net. I could hear you in there. I was really surprised because I know before I don't think you could hit the repeater at all before, right?
Yeah, I couldn't hit the repeater at all. We're getting better, but we're still having to work on a few things.
Difference just going up higher on the antenna, mate.
Could still move my beam up a couple more feet.
That repeater, you using the vertical beam? Do you know which repeaters you can use the vertical antenna on, and then which ones you can use the vertical beam on?
I do. I use the vertical antenna omni on pretty much anyone I can hit, but I can clean the signal up some with the beam. And the beam is about, I don't know, 8 to 10 feet lower than the vertical is.
Yes.
That's how much I can move my beam up. that much. Get some more hide out of it if I need to.
Rotator, I might end up trying to get my beam up a little bit higher instead of it being 20 foot off the ground. I can get it up to about pushing 30 feet, I think it is. I think peak of my house is a little over 30 feet tall, if I remember correctly. Or it might just be under 30 feet, but then the antenna sits on top of all that. So the beam will be just below that if I can find a rotator at a decent price.
I know there was some in that stuff that we all moved around there, so maybe you can get your hands on one of them when they go up on the swap net.
I have to remember to listen out for that on Wednesday. So, well, Patrick, I'm going to head on into plants. I'm going to say 7-3 to you. Y'all be safe this morning on the road, and hopefully we'll holler at you this evening. If not, tomorrow morning, KO4CES, and I'll be clear on your final.
7-3 is Andrew. Have a good day, and I'll keep an ear out for you on down below, KO4HK, and I'll be clear.
Patrick, N4ZLK.
4HX. Wow, you're up early this morning.
The dog woke me up, and she needed to go out. A lot of times I'm up, I just don't, I'm not on the radio yet. I may be sitting here drinking a cup of tea or something, but I'm not ready to start talking.
For that, I'm not really ready to start talking. Sure you heard, I've got tongue-tied a couple times. Brain ain't functioning at full capacity yet.
Been here kind of late last night too. There was a Russian station on, and he was coming in really strong. I'd heard him a few days ago too, and there was a huge pile up, but I was able to work him in the middle of the pile up, so I was pretty pleased with that.
Good. But Shane, I'm in the black hole up here, so I'm getting ready to lose a repeater altogether. So I'll go ahead and take 7-3 and I'll see you later on today, maybe. KO4HK, and I'll be clear.
Morning, be careful. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK, clear.